The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We want to update you now on a big highway shutdown we told you about this morning in Grand Prairie. Police are telling us that one person was killed. Another man is behind bars after the victim's car broke down on I-30. This is westbound on MacArthur. The driver of a pickup truck hit him, killing the man. Police say he decided then to make a run for it, but officers caught up with him. He's now charged with a collision involving death and intoxication manslaughter. The Cowboys are always good for some drama, as we know, and this time it's no different in Oxnard. Micah Parsons posted on social media he's requesting a trade from the team due to a lack of movement on his contract. Well, Fred Davis with 105.3 The Fan says Parsons may have made a deal with Jerry Jones personally in the spring. But that was before his agent got involved.
Because before he got involved 2 months ago, or, you know, quote-unquote involved, right, Jerry thought he had a deal.
Yep.
Jerry thought they were careening towards one, and now they're careening off the side of the road to, all right, this is going to be a good old-fashioned standoff.
Now, he still believes a deal eventually does get done. The Cowboys open the preseason on August 9th in L.A. against the Rams.
One thing about this whole thing with Micah Parsons, he's still under contract this year. He could get the franchise tag next year. It's likely he could get, you know, stay around here for a few more years before he could hit free agency, right?
Absolutely. It's actually 2 years. So he has this year under contract. Mm-hmm. Next year he can get franchise tagged. And then the following year he can get franchise tagged. So basically he could be with the Cowboys as long as they want him to, and there is no urgency for them to trade him unless they really feel he doesn't want to be here.
Yep. Well, State House Republicans expected to pass the redistricting plan out of committee maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Would set up a showdown on the State House floor as early as Thursday.
We've mostly heard from Texas congressional Democrats whose districts have been affected by the changes made to the maps. U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett serves District 30 in Dallas.
39% of this state is Anglo. So how in the heck do we have 60% of the seats that go to D.C. are going to be decided by Anglos? That's the math that doesn't work.
Austin Congressman Greg Kassar's district was merged with Representative Lloyd Doggett's.
Donald Trump gets to pick who represents you. I see this as a betrayal of the people in our state in service of a corrupt president.
House Democrats are expected to walk out before the map, which is carried by House Bill 4, comes up for a vote, and that could be as early as Tuesday. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
But of course, on the other side of the aisle, Republicans in the state don't seem to matter or mind redistricting.
Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne says she will run in whatever district she's drawn into, and her fears are if Democrats take control of the House after the midterms. She says she's hearing threats that they'll defund ICE.
I hear others that are talking about, you know, all they want to do is impeach this president who's done so much in the last 6 months. So I think anything that we can do to make sure that we are maintaining our majority is important.
Democrats have blasted the proposed new map, calling it racist and an attempt to silence minority voters. Van Dyne says that argument is absolutely false. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tariffs now. Trump says there's not going to be any taco this time, except for China and Mexico. They get extensions. Everyone else has to start paying up. Haven't investors had the time to see at least a lot of this coming?
No, not like this. I mean, this one, what we're really talking about is a world order that's changing. I mean, you know, our most favored nation is probably going to have to pay 15%. And then you get to, like, Switzerland was just on the wires a minute ago. They said, we're shocked. 39%? We're stunned. Where did that come from? We want to talk. In India, 25%. And you take the five major trading partners we have, probably two-thirds of everything we get come from five different partners, and the very least is a 15%. So now how do you handle that? You know, you say, well, you know, the companies will just eat it. No, they won't. I mean, there's a profit margin that's in some of these things, and they can't eat it all. So do they pass it along? Well, they're going to pass along all or part of it. And is that inflationary? And if it is, I mean, if everything just goes up, because they're passing along the increase, that either people aren't going to buy it or they're going to pay it, and it's going to ramp up inflation. So then you have this. This is why these things are so tied in. So then the Fed looks at this and says, well, wait a minute. Do we want to lower interest rates and help feed the inflation? You know, give more people to go chase more goods and buy more stuff and push it up higher in price. So it's a real dilemma right now.
We're going to see a deal's done, though. Do you think in the next couple of days, or is that just probably not?
I don't know. The thing is, Austin, yeah, there'll be something. I don't know. I mean, he's got August 7th as a deadline, but, you know, we're talking about over 60 countries, basically, and it's going to take a week to educate and change the systems for all the customs officials. Imagine being a customs official. I mean, what are you going to charge? 35% to Canada, 39% to something from China, maybe 25% for something from Mexico. I mean,
you got to have a hell of a chart.
I mean, how do you keep up with something like that? And so that's part of it, but it's real chaos. Yeah. And you know, and then you look at, so what does it do to the, you know, to the economy? Well, you could argue that this is kind of like a VAT, a value-added tax, like they do in Europe, which is a regressive tax, I think, by any estimate, which means that, you know, everybody pays the same tax on goods. And no matter whether you're a Rockefeller or whether you, you know, you cut lawns for a living, you're going to pay the same tax.
And then it's the double whammy, because then we get the jobs report this morning.
Yeah, the jobs report was just in your face this morning. 258,000 jobs disappeared from the June and May report. I mean, they went from 144 to 19,000 job gains from May. And June went from 147 to 14,000. I mean, that overshadows the disappointment we had in the most recent month, which came in below expectations. So now the president sent out a tweet this morning that was, interestingly, just before these numbers came out, and it was aimed at the Fed. He said, Jerome, quoting now, Jerome, too late, Powell, a stubborn moron, must substantially lower interest rates now. If he continues to refuse, the board should assume control and do what everyone knows has to be done. So this is a great preemptive, you know, report saying, you know, by the way, you're not going to like these numbers in a few minutes. And but it's his fault. It's not my fault. It's not the tariffs.
Right.
It's this idiot, Jay Powell, who's too late. And none of this would be happening if he'd cut interest rates.
All right, David, listen, thank you so much. It's great information as always. Let's start in Oxnard. The Cowboys, Micah Parsons, these talks on a new contract are dragging on, and now a new wrinkle has been thrown into it today. Zach Wolchuk upstairs, 105.3 The Fan, he's with us right now to talk about this. Reports this morning that things are going south.
Micah might demand a trade?
A trade demand? What's going on, Zach?
Yeah, we heard some whispers about this last night. We were actually out there at the media party there with Jerry and Steven and the Jones family and the rest of the media. But, yeah, Micah is, I think that this is a leverage play. This is kind of how the dirty business of the NFL goes with some contract negotiations. So he's not happy. I think he's also not happy with the way the team has kind of depicted as a good friend of his and Trayvon Diggs in the media. You know, they've been taking shots, and there's clearly a little bit of a divide there between Diggs and the Cowboys. So now it's just, will Micah Parsons actually miss game checks? I think that's the big question. I'm confident the Cowboys are not going to consider a trade for Micah. He can request it. But the bottom line is he's under contract, and the Cowboys are able to franchise tag him for the following 2 years. So if he wants to play football, he's going to be doing it as a Dallas Cowboy. But if he actually says, hey, I'm willing to miss games and really play hardball, then maybe this thing could get a little bit more interesting.
I mean, part of the report is that they had Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons talked, and they had some kind of deal worked out. But then Micah went back to his agent and said he's got to do actual. Do you think that's probably a possibility? Micah probably bit off a little more than he could chew?
I do. I think that him and Jerry, it's possible. And according to Diana Rossini and others and some of the whispers that we've heard, I think the Cowboys felt like they had a deal in place with Micah. And then, hey, maybe Micah goes back to his camp and his agent, and they say, well, you know, let's get back to the negotiating table, and there's some stuff here that we don't like. And when you're Jerry or Steven and you feel like we had a handshake agreement, now you're backing off of that, that's not exactly how we do business. And they've done a ton of different negotiations. So for right or wrong, I mean, it takes two sides in this. I can't really say I agree with either side. I think bottom line is you're talking about arguably the best defensive player in football. Let's go ahead and get this thing done. What Micah wants, Micah's probably going to end up getting at the end of the day. That's kind of how these contracts go. So, you know, I would just go ahead and say, hey, David Mulligetta and Micah Parsons, what do you want? Let's make this happen. But I do think there's some sour feelings on both ends here. And it is getting a little bit ugly, but this happens. It happened with CD. It happened with Dak. It happened with Ezekiel Elliott. If you remember Jerry saying Ziku back when they were playing in Hawaii a few years ago in those negotiations. Right. Yeah. So, like, this is part of the business of the NFL. But from a fan standpoint, it's super frustrating because, yet again, we're not talking about the team. We're talking about the business off the field.
Good enough, Zach. Thank you very much. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes with us. Zach Walchuk,
he's got a lot better weather out there in Oxnard, don't he?
Yeah, he's in Oxnard right now covering this new development. But this is why, you know, when players say, talk to my agent, that's what they should say. That's what the agent is for.
Yeah.
You don't go in 3 months ahead of time.
I do think it's one of these situations, though, that I don't know that the Joneses probably – I don't know if they had a number agreed upon – and then now the agent is jumping in and say, I don't like this or that or the other. I that would bother me.
It does seem very plausible, though, that is exactly what may have happened. All right, down to Austin we go now. KRLD's Chris Fox, he joins us talking about redistricting. New information there as well. Chris, good morning.
Yeah, we're getting kind of a complete picture of when we might be seeing a Democratic House Democrat walkout to break quorum. Today's hearing is the first and only, I believe, that there will be in the House committee, House Redistricting Committee. So it's the only chance Texans will get a chance to talk about the newly redrawn maps that just came out yesterday. Remember, they had the series of hearings, seven of them, before the maps were even out. So an appeal by the House Democrats to have hearings in DFW and Houston and San Antonio and Rio Grande Valley were rejected. What we did find out is kind of a timeline, and we're hearing that House Republicans will pass, this is House Bill 4 is the map. They're going to pass it either today or on Saturday, and expected to hit the House floor for a vote by Tuesday, which means House Democrats, if they're going to do a walkout, have to do it leading up to Tuesday. So we have a rough idea of when this will happen. Like I said, attempts to delay this any further were slowed and stopped by the House Republicans.
So they could theoretically start to hit the road this weekend.
Well, yeah, and here's something. Like, it's been interesting to see how in the past they've done walkouts. A lot of times, the last two times I can recall, it was so gradual, you almost didn't notice it until you looked up and everybody's gone. Yeah, they did it so slowly, one, two, three, or four at a time. But now, obviously, with the Attorney General focused on arresting them if they walk out for impeding the legislature, this would have to be kind of a – I don't think it could be so obvious. So you're right, they could leave early. Also, this has an implication. Because Monday is expected, it's not listed yet, but I've been told that's when the THC bill, Senate Bill 5, is coming up in the House committee. So if this walkout happens before Senate Bill 5 can make it to the House floor, that would be killed.
Yeah, it would have to be. All right.
Is there any idea where these guys would go? Are they going to go to New Mexico, California, Illinois,
Oklahoma this time?
Yeah, pick one. A little bit of column A,
some blue state,
column B.
Though.
Also, I wanted to add, if that's the worst thing to happen at a Jerry party for the Cowboys, it's not a bad party.
No boo, baby.
There have been worse things.
And by the way, sorry about your Lions last night in the Hall of Fame game.
Little man did well.
He did do some punting, didn't he?
The nephew got some punts in. Yeah. It's always fun to see him on TV. It's just crazy.
That is KRLD's Chris Fox. He is in Austin covering the latest on the legislature, and we appreciate that, Chris. Thank you so much. So possibly Tuesday that could come to the redistricting anyway. Yeah. Could come to the House floor for a vote. So we're keeping an eye on that. We're keeping an eye on a lot of things this morning, for sure.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.